I might as well add, I think I know now, how I would solve the problem of the linemen getting killed at Niagara Falls Power Plant, regardless of how Tesla actually did it, which would probably be the correct way. My guess estimate is a double switching system and a resistor on the main switch. So you've got a secondary switch that switches a resistor of high value into or out of the circuit on a pair of resistors on either side of the switch in question. You know, the main switch that connects the Niagara Falls power plant output to the transmission line carrying the power to New York City. So you put a pair of high resistors on either side of the main switch, and those pair of resistors are brought into or out of the circuit by another switch, a secondary switch. So you can take them out of the equation once you have closed the switch, the main switch, but they are engaged by the secondary switch first, then you throw the main switch and there won't be a surge. It'll be suppressed. Then you disengage those resistors and you have full flow of power to New York City. So what you have initially when you throw this, when you close the main switch only after the two resistors are engaged by the secondary switch, what you have is a voltage switch. You're turning on voltage, but there's no current to speak of, just a trickle. And that's what you want, because you want to suppress the surge. Because the surge traveling through the linesman body isn't voltage, it's current. It was voltage buildup, but it was current that traveled through his body that fried him to death. So we put in resistors to kill that current, but not the voltage. So the main switch engage when the resistors are first engaged, and then we throw the main switch, we engage the voltage. So New York City will be getting Niagara Falls voltage to the consumer, but not minus the current. And then the resistors are taken out of the equation by opening up their secondary switch, by closing the secondary switch, actually. It goes in reverse. By closing the secondary switch that shorts them, now the resistors are shorted and the main switch is still closed, and so now current can flow to New York City along with the voltage. And then you do everything in reverse when you want to open the main switch. You engage the resistors, you open the main switch. So the resistors stay in the circuit when the switch is open, and they get removed from the circuit once the main switch is closed. Anyway, so at least that's the way I see it to be used in this simulation. That's the way I have to do it. There's no other way to solve the problem of getting rid of this surge that happens. For I'm still guessing. I haven't completed my assignment of seeing evidence of the surge waning after something less than 10 milliseconds, but I'm working on it. It's taking several hours, but in the meantime, I'm getting all these ideas, so it keeps adding to the mix. There you go.